Blog Talk Radio.
Bastard Radio.
Yeah, Kindle, yeah. Man. Kindle. Just want to give y'all my testimony, man. How I went from, you know what I mean, to a Christian. Yeah. Look, listen, I had it all back. Making dudes back up. Thought I was a man, nah, I wasn't going back up. Straight eight loads, loads ready for my last breath. Never knowing when I wake up could be my last attempt. Look, too cocky for a vest. Loaded up with stress when I open, no rest. No rest. I'm hard, the only thing I confess. Doing dirt, gun always ready to make a mess. And I ain't cleaning up, glass pot steaming up. Whitey hustle weed now, green and white teaming up. Crime stayed high like Scotty beamed him up. Robbery or a homie, don't matter like what. Thought I was invincible, nothing couldn't touch me. That's why the cops caught me with the work and the money. Take my charge, I ain't snitching, I ain't running. Then the judge said to spend 10 of the 20. Feel like a dummy in the county, no noodle. Beef sticks, cheese, mayonnaise, and a tuna. Jailhouse, hooch, and cigarettes, I abuse them. Know I need the Lord, but wasn't ready to choose them. Claiming I'm a Christian, still acting like a killer. Cursing like a sailor, met my cousin Troy Taylor. My daughter 6 months, and I feel like a failure. Hoping wifey right back every time I mail her. Full of pride, worrying about what they think of me. Little blood, yo, started sharpening the shanks of me. And I ain't even know, but I started praying more. Yeah, knees to the ground, face to the floor. Felt sorry for the things that I did. A couple didn't make it, a lot of them did. But now I know Jesus died for me. So take a listen to my testimony, yeah. So take a listen to my testimony, yeah.
Ray, Ray.
Tonight we're only doing like a little 30-minute set schedule because I'm over here trying to download, you know, Mad Gospel, and it's like I thought it was going to be real easy, just here and there, but we'll find out it's a lot more than just here and there. So Let us know, you know, what you think. 914-338-1782. Taking shout outs, dedications, and requests until 11 p.m. Like I said, we're only gonna be here for like 30 minutes. So just it's like a little test segment. But I got a couple of things I can play. But it is what it is. Like I said, this is GQ and Shot opening it down just on the test run. Still talking about some interesting topics. So come get blessed. I think she might be sleeping, though, so I'm going to play tracks, and if she don't get here by then, then I'm just going to play all music. Oh, well, there she goes right there. All right. Let me play this real quick track, and then I'm going to unmute her. It's her boy anyway. This is Tupac featuring Elton John, Ghetto Gospel. Keep it locked on Angry Bastard Radio.
Hit him with a little ghetto gospel. Don't you wish to follow me? My ghetto gospel, I welcome with my hand. And the rest. From my hood days, I sit and reminisce, thinking of bliss of the good days. I stop and stare at the younger, my heart goes to them. They tested with stress that they under. And nowadays, things change. Everyone's ashamed of the youth, cause the truth looks strange. And for me, it's reversed. We left them a world of curse, and it hurts. Cause any day to push a button, and all could mean like Malcolm X or Bobby Hutton. I always see the light before it's ruined. My ghetto gospel.
Give myself away.
Can you?
All right, well, y'all already know what it is, man. Like I said, this is the test run. You know, it's GQ and Chi-Town holding it down, which happens to be in the building right now. Yo, Chi, I thought you fell asleep.
Nah, I'm up.
Man, you sound like you half up right now.
Yeah, I can see some allergy pills and it be knocking me out.
Okay, no doubt. Au revoir. You right. All right, so what is this verse that you wanted to speak on? Because I'm trying to look it up, because I don't want to go outside. So I said, you know, I might as well look it up on the internet.
Oh, yeah, on the internet?
Yeah.
All right, well, where's your Bible at?
The Bible's actually in the car.
I mean, you need to carry your Bible when you go to some different locations. You need to be able to read it. But anyways, I'm going to leave you fly with that one.
Thank you. I appreciate
Romans,
it.
Let's read Romans chapter 2. I mean, yeah, let's just read Romans chapter 2, I guess the first verse, because we don't want to, like, read the whole chapter online.
Why not?
Well, go ahead. If you're going to read it, go ahead.
Oh, wow, and they actually got Romans chapter 2, NIV.
Okay, so get down, baby.
All right, so chapter 2, NIV. Let's see. Yeah, you hear the holy music in the background.
What?
All right, Romans chapter 2. You know what's funny? She just said the same thing. You should have your Bible. My mom just walked by, got the Bible. Chewing on an old banana or something about, you should have your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. Ooh. All right. You, therefore, have no excuse. You who pass judgment on someone else. For at whatever point you judge the other, you are condemning yourself because you who pass judgment do the same things. And next to it, it says, Paul points out to the Jews that they too have sinned in similar ways. For those of you that don't understand that. Now, we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth. In other words, God takes into account all the facts before. Hold on. Sorry about that. Based on truth, God takes into account all the facts before he makes a judgment. No human judge really knows all the facts, but only what is presented to him in court. So when you and people, what I'm doing right now is I'm reading what's in the Bible and then I'm explaining that verse. You know, for those of you that wonder what's going on. So after I get done reading the scripture, then I'm going to explain what it means. And I'm going to read the scripture and explain what it means just so you guys can get a whole breakdown. Alright, so. I mean, alright, so. Who's this?
Who is it? Who?
Oh, alright. Well, hold on. Whoa, watch out. She's begging to go outside. You hear her meowing and all that?
Yeah. Who?
Come in, yeah. Come here. You gotta get. I don't know what you're doing here, man. What do you want?
Yeah, not in here.
How'd you know I was here? Well, yo, you're going to go after my show, man. We're talking about church. You're going to have to wait.
Church.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you better get out
there. You heat it. Well, look, how about this? You sit down and relax, and you can listen to the scripture. And, female issues? Female issues?
Yeah, man.
Uh-oh. Oh, this is going to be spicy.
Yeah,
Excuse me, Pastor Raheem.
Wait, what happened? Would you say, Shot Town?
Pastor Raheem, you're slacking on your pimping, for real.
You know what? Yeah, my bad. Let me. All right, hold on. Let me. Let me.
Just be careful,
man. Whoa. You make me lose focus. All right, man. Ain't that like Lucifer to come in here and make me lose focus? Yeah. No, he's gonna wait here. He's gonna have church time. You stomped in on church time, not on doors. He said he just got to listen to NWA. Well, you just need a number? Oh, she broke your phone? This guy needs Jesus.
No, not her.
That was my ex.
Who? Who's that, Raheem?
A new one?
Well, why are you blowing my government up on the radio? It's GQ.
Yeah, I think I'm at Monique.
Oh, GQ, my bad. What's going on over there?
That's my cousin Ace. All right, what happened was... What happened, dog? Shot Town wants to know what happened, you know.
So it's a good outline so we can listen to the whole problem.
He broke his phone. How'd you break your phone? You know what's amazing? I just got out of a situation. He told me how to handle it, and now look at him. Yo, you know what? You need to go to church. You know that, right? And you knocked on my door, on my mom's door. Yeah, you don't go running in church. Look, dog, my show's over in 15 minutes. Can you give me 15 minutes? You need time to relax anyway, so sit down. What'd you ask? What is that, a Black Panther?
All right, I'm going to holler at you.
Hold on, all right, man. We ain't interrupting this show. The show must continue, all right? We only got 15 more minutes, you know what I mean? Sometimes stuff like that happens. Oh, you smell like outside, dog. Stink, man. All right.
You know, that's messed up. You were reading the Bible and then you can leave somebody intervene. Like, that's not right. Like, that's
here we go. So when you, a merman, pass judgment on them and yet do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment? Judgment is worse when you judge others for the same things you do. That explains that one. Or, now this is back to the scripture, or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you towards repentance? Oh, man, you know, I'm telling you, maybe it's repentance. Come on, Shot, help me out.
Repentance, that's right.
I'm over here and explaining that God's kindness leads you towards repentance. Repentance can be forced by law or be led by grace. A thief can be forced to not steal by being thrown into prison. Yet the thief is not changed on the inside. Grace changes us on the inside. Alright, hold on. Alright, verse 5. But because of your stubbornness and your repentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath when his righteous judgment will be revealed. Explaining that, some people think that Christ's death will lighten the judgment of God, but not so. So despite the grace of God, by continuing to sin only reveals how great your sin is. Verse 6. God will give to each person according to what he has done.
Amen.
Which means judgment is based on deeds, not intention. For those of you that didn't get it, God will give to each person according to what he has done. Thank you, Raptor Radio. All right. verse 7, to those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. Persistence in doing good. There is a need to preserve in your salvation. Doing good is the obedience that comes from faith, not of earning. 8, verse 8. But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. They don't have an explanation for 8, 9, or 10. So verse 9, there will be trouble and distress for every human. There will be trouble and distress for every human being who does evil. First the Jew, then for the Gentile. For glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good. First for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For God does not show favoritism. Explanation for that. Most people make judgments based on race, religion, profession, social position, physical appearance, etc. God does not. God is fair. God's judgment is based on facts, action, intention, and revelation. Or to put it in another way, God's judgment is based on truth, deeds, motives, and the moral understanding available to the person. Verse 12. All who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law, and all who sin under the law will be judged by the law. Judgment is based on the understanding that a person has at the time. Some make an excuse for not believing in Christ by accusing God of condemning poor natives who never heard the gospel. God never condemns anyone to hell simply because they never heard the gospel. They shall be judged according to their knowledge, and all people have knowledge of some sort. Hold on, you take the strike back.
Nothing, just her.
Hold on. Here we go. Right, here we go. Let's get back into the next things.
So pretty much.
This doesn't have an explanation as well either. This is verse 13. For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous. Verse 14. Indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they are a law for themselves, even though they do not have the law. The explanation for that is Gentiles who do not have the law. The Gentiles Paul refers to are the converts to the Christianity. I don't understand that one though. It says indeed when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law. Shot thing, can you explain that?
What chapter?
Verse 14.
I mean, verse 14, hold on. I was talking to my son right now. Where is that?
I was breaking her up. That's like, what life is just bad time. There's no business.
Okay, basically Gentiles are people they don't have knowledge in God. They do natural things. They do what they know. They're accustomed to it. Therefore God does not hold them, you know, according to what they do, because they have no knowledge of the word of God. So therefore they're innocent.
Oh, So if they don't have any knowledge, then they get a pass, is what you're saying?
Yeah, basically the only ones that get passed are little kids. Because they don't have any knowledge of it, basically.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Like, they don't, it's not like, okay, I feel you. Verse 15,
okay.
Since they show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts,
Consequences
also bearing witness in their thoughts, now accusing, now even defending them. Consequence can either condemn or defend you. Verse 16, this will take place on the day when God will judge men's secrets through Jesus Christ, as my gospel declares. Men's secrets. Every action is not revealed. Some act in secret. My gospel. This should not imply that the gospel was invented by Paul, but only how personal the gospel was to Paul. Verse 17, 18, and 19 don't have any explanations. But now you, if you call yourself a Jew, if you rely on the law and brag about your relationship to God, now you, if you call yourself a Jew, if you, you know, I understand. Mom. They say a lot about the Jews in this. What do they say? Are they coming at Jewish people?
The real deal is, we are the Jews. White people.
Basically, Jews mean God's people. We're Jews.
And you know, white folks take over stuff. They change stuff around. So
black folks are Jews.
Everybody's Jewish.
A Jew.
What?
Okay. So what? Yeah. So then, why don't Jewish people like black people?
Oh, because just like Italians don't like white people, and they got black all up in them. They just, because of the racial thing after they brought us over here.
So what are Puerto Ricans then?
People.
Nah, cause Chi-Town, she's Puerto Rican. She's one of the
Puerto Ricans
hosts.
Are different than some black people. We're all black. They're black, really. They're all black. They're people of color, not black. People of color. Don't say black.
We just have a little spice in us. That's it.
She said that they just have a little spice in them.
Yeah, y'all got a lot of spice in y'all. and I love your food.
She said I love. Yeah, she heard you.
Mm-hmm.
Now you, if you call yourself a Jew, if you rely on the law and brag about your relationship to God, if you know his will and approve of what is superior because you are instructed by the law, if you are convinced that you are a guide for the blind, a light for those who are in the dark, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of infants, because you have in the law the
embodiment
of knowledge and truth. I can't have my cousin looking at me, waiting for me to mess up on every word, man. This guy's coming
to me. Look at my mouth.
Your cousin needs some church. Tell him to read the Bible to him.
Yo, Chi-Town said, your cousin needs some church. Tell him to read the Bible, too. Yeah, he got other things on his mind, so he can't really focus right now. You pray every night? He prayed, no, I said exactly what he prayed for. To God, please give me the biggest rims I can get on my car. Please let my system be the hottest. Oh, you thank God?
Every night,
Come on, Raheem. We're almost done. Let's go.
Who's Raheem?
I mean, GQ. My bad. I'm sorry, GQ.
Oh, Lord. I'm glad this is a test run. All right. You then who teach others, do you not teach yourself? You who preach against stealing, do you steal? That's deep right there. I have to read that again. You then who teach others, do you not teach yourself? You who preach against stealing, do you steal? Explanation. Perhaps a person could say that he has not stolen or committed adultery. However, Jesus gave us the higher law. Adultery can be committed in the heart, and greed is a type of thief in the heart. Now, can you break that down for the people that don't know what that means?
Okay, basically, I mean, if you're teaching others of the word of God, you know, you got to be an example, leave an example of what are you preaching. Now, if you're preaching about, you know, don't do this and don't do that, and you're doing it, you're no good of example for other people, basically.
Exactly. It's just a hypocrite.
That's being a hypocrite. So you got to take care of your situation. And then basically you can't even be judgmental. You got to just help out the person with their situation and then, you know, whatever.
You know, I actually like that. I want to put that on my Facebook.
Which one?
Perhaps a person could say that he has not stolen or committed adultery. However, Jesus gave us the higher law. Adultery can be committed in the heart. And greed is a type of thief in the heart.
Yeah.
Mom, remember, greed is a type of thief in the heart. Adultery can be committed in the heart. And greed is a type of thief in the heart. That's real deal. You who say that people should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? Abhor idols, yet rob temples. You may not do the exact same things as others, but you do other things that are just as bad. Pretty much, people that live in glass houses should not throw stones. Unless they're rubber stones. And maybe you can throw them. Maybe they're rubber bands. Pretty much. You should never judge. You know, I just learned about that because I was like, you know, I would be like, oh, you're fat, and oh, you're this and you're that. Well, see, this dude Ace over here, you know, if I walk in here with a Lugs outfit, he's gonna. Now I'm gonna. See, I can't come at people no more. I love to come at people, man. I can't do it no more. Hey, Chi-Town.
Yeah.
What if I say I came out of Florida, right? And say we went out somewhere, right? And you had on the brand new Jordans, I had on me some brand new Shaqmans. How would you feel about that? Oh, you're laughing, huh? You're judging me right now.
No, I'm not judging you, but I would seriously be that Lug baby, you know. I ain't trying to judge you and everything. I don't know money tight and stuff, but you can't walk around with me like that. Like, there's no way. Like,
yeah, I feel you.
We can go get you some bootleg ass Jordans or something, but we need to get you, you know, tying up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
I mean,
yeah, I feel you. Verse 23, 24, and 25. Don't have an explanation.
Wow.
Why do you say wow?
I can't believe you said Shaq. Like, oof.
What else? Yeah, Shaqmans, man. Shaqmans,
wow.
Crazy.
You better off coming out here with some flip-flops or something, but it's cool.
Yeah.
Go to 25, baby. Come on.
23-25. You who brag about the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law? As it is written, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you.
Circumcision.
Ah, you know what? I told you, man. Yo, don't make me know. Circumcision has value if you observe the law, but if you break the law, you have become as though you had not been circumcised.
That's correct.
If those who are not circumcised keep the law's requirements, will they not be regarded as though they were circumcised? Law's requirements. Requirements are... Oh, man. What is this? Requirements are what?
It says the law requirements. Will they not be regarded as though they were circumcised?
It says requisites or whatever.
No, mine says, will they not be regarded as though they were circumcised?
All right, well, 27. The one who is not circumcised. Wait, are they saying, like, circumcised, like, you know, cutting the skin of the penis?
No. Oh, my God, no. They basically talking about, like, this is supernatural, like, spirit. Like, let's say, like, you from the world, and you cut your bounds. You already said you want to change your life, and you circumcise yourself from the world. You cut yourself from the world.
Oh, no, she said,
now
you circumcise yourself from the world. Like, when you want to go by the Bible. That's what they mean by circumcision. Yeah, I'm right. All right. Yeah, I was like, oh, man. I'm not circumcised. What's going on here? The what? Hey, look, I'm sorry, world. I mean, it is the real world.
Okay,
we're gonna
speak about that later after this right here. Because, I mean, you're not circumcised, and you're going to have to speak about something, but it's fine. Come on.
Okay. So the one who is not circumcised physically and yet obeys the law will condemn you who, even though you have the written code and circumcision, are a lawbreaker. Written code, any system of collection of rules and regulations. The law was the secret knowledge to the Jews, just as the Morse code may not be known by others. The law was not known to the Gentiles. So how could they have been expected to obey it? 28, verse 28. A man is not a Jew if he is only one outwardly. Outwardly. Nor is circumcision merely outward and physical. In other words, God looks on the heart. And last but not least, no, a man is a Jew if he is one inwardly, and circumcision is circumcision of the heart. By the spirit, not by the written code, such a man's praise is not from men, but from God. And the explanation of that is circumcision of the heart. God cuts out the old stony heart. Praise. Paul uses play on words here to drive home his point. The name Jew came from the name Judah. That means praise. Now, you know, I'm going to have to read this again because my mom was talking to you and y'all was talking all this, and I had to close my ears a couple of times. I stumbled on a couple of words and all that. But this is just for, you know, ABR Radio, Angry Bastard Radio. But probably tomorrow, like, you know, I'm going to read that chapter over because that was pretty deep.
It was deep, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what's going on with your cousin? We want to know his business on the radio.
So what's up, cuz? What's going on? up. Oh, that being private, he don't want to put it on blast. You know what's amazing?
Oh,
he's
like
a dog lover, and he's over here petting my mother's cat. I don't know what that's all about. Oh, you're an animal lover. You always talk about my cats, though, but yeah.
900.
Oh, I have 900. Oh, okay. 901? Okay. That's a girl, by the way, just to let you know.
A girl?
Yeah.
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 And
all
just
right,
to clarify, you know how you said, what Jew, like Jews, what does Jews mean and all that stuff? You know how you wanted to know what that meant?
Yeah.
Well, basically that means the chosen one of God. That's what that means.
The chosen one of God.
Yeah, so now when you read it, it will give you more understanding.
Yeah, so
right.
Throughout the whole Bible, they always refer to the chosen one of God as Jew.
Yeah, because God is, what is God?
God
is
Jesus?
Jesus
huh?
Is Jewish. Jesus is Jewish, right?
See, I never knew Jesus was Jewish. I never knew that.
You never knew that.
What I understand is if that's the case, then why do they have Christian and Jewish? And, like, Jews, they celebrate Hanukkah, and Christians celebrate Christmas.
Okay, do you know that Jewish people don't believe in God? Don't
wow.
believe in that?
Never knew that.
Yeah, they don't believe in God. So that's why it says the chosen one, the chosen people of God. The Jewish people don't believe in God, they don't believe in Christmas, they don't believe in Jesus, they don't believe in nothing of that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, I'm going to play one more track. I'm it's going to be, you know, a nice little holy song. Yo, tomorrow I'm going to have a whole lot of songs. You going to do a show with me tomorrow? It'll be a lot longer, and it'll be more prepared and no interruptions.
You work Thursday?
No, I'm off Wednesday and Thursday. So that's why I'm really, you know.
All right, baby. Well, I'm going to let you go. Do your thing. I'll hit you up tomorrow.
All right, mamas.
All right.
Later. All right, people. I'm about to wrap it up. But I'm going to play this track by R. Kelly. He saved me. Thank you a lot. What happened?
I ain't nobody talking to you. I'm talking to my son.
My soul. Got that old country accent. I'm talking to my soul. Sound like Yo Sammy Sam. Feel like him a little bit too. All right, we're closing out. R. Kelly, you saved me. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio.
True stories, what miracles, what. What? Oh, because of God. True stories, what?
Who knows?
Miracles, what? True blessings,
what?
I was riding in my car one day in the express lane, rolling on the freeway, and suddenly the phone rings, and I reached down beside me. Then I looked on the floor, felt on the back seat. See, I was drinking while I was driving, never thinking about what I was doing. I turned around, and before I knew it, here comes this truck now. The doctor said, I don't think he's gonna make it. Family said, make the funeral arrangements. Unplugged the machine, he's gone now. Then told my wife to be strong now. Then a small voice said unto me, if you promise to stop drinking, surrender came that day. And now for 10 years I've been straight.
You saved me, oh, you saved me.
You saved me,
you saved me,
oh. Sitting in this chair, waiting on the phone to ring, praying up to God that someone would call me with a job opening, cause it on too much, so struggling to eat, but still there was no answer.
No answer.
I stopped believing in his word and got so mad at him. And when somebody say God's good, I just laugh at him. Oh,
in the nick of time, his blessing rained on me.
By his grace, the phone ring. A lady said, we're hiring. And that's when I knew
you saved me.
Yeah.
You saved me.
Out there on the block selling drugs with a gun at my waist and for people I had no love. See, the streets was my home and family and friends were gone. Had no one to trust and deep inside I was all alone. And then I deal with that one day and it was enough to pause me. I was shot 4 times and before I knew it I was on my knees.
Body, my heart beats fast. Oh, what I'ma do? I don't think I'm gonna last.
Then I begin to flashback on the things I've done in my past.
Then I hope what that said to me. I'll give you peace if you believe.
I accepted Christ that day. Hallelujah. Now I'm free.
You saved me.
Saved. Of a grocery store with a pain in my chest and I'm wondering where did it come from. I got tested and the results came back and the doctor said, I'm sorry but you got cancer. I could not believe it, so I called up my mama to calm my nerves. She got down on her knees. She said a prayer for me. Said just keep on thanking Jesus. He'll give you all you need. That was 5 years ago. Don't have that pain no
thank
more.
Doc
said you can go
thank
home.
You
cause all your cameras
say.
Let it
say.
I was going there.